Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Even as the world struggles to agree on a way to stop global average temperatures rising more than 4 degrees Fahrenheit above their pre-industrial levels, Swiss researchers say far more radical measures are needed anyway, reports Tim Radford at Climate News Network. Marco Steniker at the University of Bern and colleagues report in the journal Nature that the cuts in carbon dioxide emissions necessary to achieve a 4 degree Fahrenheit warming limit won't stop sea level rise, won't halt oceanic acidification, and won't stop losses in agricultural productivity. This is because the climate system involves more than just global mean atmospheric temperature. It also depends on the atmosphere's interactions with the hydrosphere, the biosphere, and the geosphere. To keep the planet habitable, governments have also committed themselves to save biodiversity and, simultaneously, to deliver food security for the 10 billion citizens who may populate the Earth later this century. All these targets will together require much deeper cuts in emissions. When we consider all targets jointly, carbon dioxide emissions have to be cut twice as much, they said, if we only want to meet the current target. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.